It's a truly global issue. The world's turtle population is disappearing before our eyes. Sea and land turtles are traditional delicacies in Asia. Chinese folklore claims turtles have mythical healing qualities. And the booming Chinese economy means many millions of that country's citizens can afford for the first time to eat turtle meat. The results are cataclysmic. One estimate says 40,000 turtles are caught in the wild and killed every week. The problem is beyond the reach of zoos and traditional conservation societies. In fact, much of the rescuing and rearing of turtles is done by a band of highly committed private individuals. Nathan King caught up with one of these so-called private rescuers at his central Manhattan apartment.
So it's nine flights.
Nine flight walk-up.
Nine flights up, a Tribeca apartment building whose address must remain secret for security reasons is a steel door. Beyond that is what can only be described as a Noah's Ark for turtles.
Slide in.
Wow.
That's all I can say is
wow.
Richard August is fighting what many would consider a losing battle. His New York apartment is filled to the brim with tanks and tubs, each one home to a species of turtle, saved from becoming someone's meal.
They're diamondback terrapin in these large tanks here, which were mostly Fulton Fish Market confiscations. These are Morhiosemes depressa, a species from Burma that was thought to be extinct until 1985. On the ground are Leucocephalon yuanawai, also called the Sulawesi forest turtle. These were first discovered by science in 1995. They've been on the critically endangered list for the last 3 years.
It's estimated that between 10 and 20 million turtles are consumed in the Chinese market a year. Species are disappearing fast.
These are some captive-born rhinoclemmies from Central America. Behind you are critically endangered Chelidina macordi from Rhode Island. It's a snake-necked turtle. They're forcinine turtles from Sulawesi. They're found only on the same island that the yuanawai are found on. These are stars from a confiscation, Indian star tortoises.
The apartment is home to 1,000 turtles, over 100 species in all, most of which are endangered, and some that are no longer seen in the wild. Some in the media have tried to paint Richard out as a little bit crazy, but he is anything but. In fact, he's part of the Turtle Survival Alliance, a network of over 200 individuals who dedicate themselves to taking in and taking care of wild turtles. Richard is one of the go-to guys for New York customs officials when they confiscate rare turtles. But it's not just New York. His apartment is truly a global sanctuary. Turtles here come from as far away as China, Burma, and Vietnam. And when the turtles arrive, they can be in a terrible state, having suffered months of abuse.
Whether it's in Asia or Africa or the Mediterranean or Central Asia, is that the animals are collected at the village level by the villagers, sometimes by children, sometimes by hunters with dogs. They're housed without food or water. They simply are not fed and not given water until a middleman arrives who will collect them from the various villages, bring them to a larger town, and then they're finally transshipped to their market destination. Throughout this time, they're primarily not fed and not given water. This can be several months. So the lighter the animals are for transportation, the less the cost of the transportation. Then when they get to market, they're sold by weight. So with some of the larger tortoises, we come in, we find that they've been gut-loaded with sand. It's just been poured down their throats in a slurry.
Many of the turtles here need years of attention to make it back from the brink of death, the sort of attention that just can't be provided by zoos or regular conservation societies. Individual collectors have now turned into conservationists and are often a turtle's only hope. But many, like Richard, admit they are struggling. His co-worker is Laura Mostello.
It's a never-ending job because there's always something to do. They have a lot of problems. A lot of the confiscated animals come in sick or mishandled, dehydrated. So what I do is they've been soaking overnight. I dry them. and I also check them individually for any problems that they might have. I check their weights, make sure everybody's eating. There are some who are sick, so I keep an especially close eye on them. I could stay here 24 hours and you would still find something to do.
When it comes to turtles, round-the-clock attention is not enough. With lifespans of over 100 years, many turtles outlive their owners.
What we need to do is to establish an institute that exists between the zoo community and the private community, that takes advantages of the ethos and the experience of both communities, where we can establish these animals for long-term conservation purposes. Because many of these animals hopefully will live beyond my lifetime. All of us are aware that we have to account for their disposition after our deaths. And what we don't want to see happen is what's happened in the past, where someone dies and their collection, their group of animals, are just suddenly put up for sale and distributed. There's high mortality and they just go to the winds and virtually disappear.
That is now happening. Richard is involved in setting up the Tewksbury Institute in New Jersey, which will house thousands of rescued turtles in suitable habitats and serve as a focal point for future conservation efforts. Beyond that, it's hoped hunting turtles in the wild will be replaced by turtle farming to satisfy Asia's growing appetite.
These are Quora trifasciata, sometimes called golden coin. There's a belief in China that these cure cancer. So they will sell for $1,000 an ounce. They've been stripped from the wild completely. They are being captive bred. They do not cure cancer.
But for real success, most agree that the hardest part will be to spread the conservation message to Asian societies. They really hold the key to the preservation of the world's turtles. For Common Ground, I'm Nathan King in New York.